Dr. Hawkins, I'm really interested. You actually created identifications and characteristics, a list of spiritual truth integrist teachers and teachings. There are 38 characteristics inherent in spiritual truth integrist teachers and teaching that you've researched. Could you please share those with the listeners? I know the first being universality.
Universality means the truth has always been revealed exactly the same throughout all of history. Whether thousands of years, different parts of the globe, different cultures, different ethnic setting, the realized mystic has spoken the same truth throughout all of time. In fact, it is this quality that has brought up doubt in the minds of some skeptics. And the skeptic who is scientific says, on the other hand, it still troubles me that in diverse cultures, many centuries removed from each other, the same declaration is made over and over again. There must be some universality. So truth is always true at all times and all places to all people, you know. May not be discoverable, but the eventual truth that emerges is always the same truth. Truth by its nature has to be the same no matter what, because it's not subject to personal opinion or views, etc.
Right. Now the second you say is truth is non-exclusionary.
Yes, truth is all-inclusive. There's no secret about it. Nobody owns it. It's open for anyone to discover who wishes to do so and is wishing to go through the inner discipline to discover it for themselves. It's not limited. It's available to everyone. You know, just like seeing the sky is available to everyone. Yeah, it's just not exclusive. That means that it's all-inclusive. There's no secrets. It's not limited. It's not sectarian. It means that nobody owns the truth exclusively, despite the fact that many such groups peddle that claim that they are the sole owners of truth. Nobody has any exclusive ownership of the truth any more than they have exclusive ownership of sunlight or the sky.
I know the next one is availability.
It's available because, like the sky, it's open to everyone. It's not exclusive. There's no secrets to be revealed, nothing to be sold, no magical formulas or mysteries. The sky has no mysteries. You know, it stands open, honest, revealed.
And the next is integrity of purpose.
Yeah, a spiritual organization has integrity of purpose. It has nothing to gain or lose. In other words, it has no profit whether you go along with them and nothing to lose if you leave them. Why? Because truth is self-sufficient and self-fulfilling in and of itself, like the state of what the world calls enlightenment or self-realization. It's complete and total. It needs nothing from anyone. It doesn't need people's agreement. It's complete and total unto itself. It has no needs.
The next is that truth is non-sectarian.
That's sort of a development of quality number one of universality. Truth is not an exposition of a limitation. See, people want to claim exclusive ownership of truth. You know? Here's this select little group that nobody even heard of. They've got this great revolution from Master Baba on the other side. I mean, the whole thing is idiotic. And then they claim that this is the exclusive truth the whole world must abide by, you see. So truth is non-sectarian. It's not limited to favored groups.
And the next is that truth is independent of opinion.
That means it's not subject to the intellect. So whether a thing makes sense intellectually, whether it makes sense within the linear world of form or not, is irrelevant. So theology, as he tries to make spiritual truth fit within the explicable, the definable, the logical, and put it in a intellectual context, you can say something about it, but what you say about it is not what it is, because you're only talking about it. To really know truth, you have to be it. You have to be it.
I know the seventh characteristic is that truth is devoid of positionality.
Yes, as we mentioned, truth is not anti-anything. The reason is there is no opposite to truth. There's only its absence. So ignorance is just the absence of truth, and therefore truth doesn't really have any enemies. Doesn't have any enemies. Whether people believe it or not, it's their problem. You know? It neither wins nor loses by affirmation.
Is.